Thank you very much, choir, for that wonderful singing. And I want to also say good morning to everyone that is here in our sanctuary and to those who are listening over the internet and the radio today. We say welcome. And we also would like to welcome our visitors here today. If you're here, please fill out the registration card. It's attached to our bulletin. And when the offering plate is passed, you can drop it in there, and we'd like to get to know you better. And also in your bulletin today, you'll find the sermon outlined from our preacher today, Ramil. And also in your bulletin, we have the scripture of the month, and it's found in Psalm chapter 30, 11 through 12. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. So let us now continue to praise together. Tay on the piano, and Victor, would you like to come lead us now?
Should gain an interest in the Savior's blood. Died he for me, who causes pain, for me who him to death pursued.
Turn to our second hymn, number 477, At Calvary, number 477. That's where it all happened. That's where our Lord gave his life for us. And It was done there as we turn to our last hymn, number 197. Hallelujah, 'tis done. And why don't we all rise as we sing our last hymn, Hallelujah, 'tis done, number 197.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we look into your word, and it tells us in Psalm 105 to give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. And that is what we have come together, Lord, to make known your deeds, to proclaim you and to testify of you, that people may hear your word and the testimony of your grace and find comfort, find peace and salvation. And Lord, in this world, we know that there are so many that have to deal with the difficulties of this world. We live in a fallen and broken world, and many people with health problems. And so, Lord, we do lift up to you our own Pastor Otero and pray for your comfort and your healing, Lord. As not only is he dealing with the tumor, but he's also been dealing with stomach issues lately. And give him wisdom and give them comfort and peace in how to move forward in this difficult and challenging time. We pray for Raquel, for your healing upon her ability to hear, that she would also be that comforter as well that pastor needs during this time. Pray for Maida as her body is dealing with the cancer, and that for your healing touch upon her, and for Christine Batune of Informed Choices, for your healing touch and your comforting spirit. We pray for Christine Floyd's sister, Kathleen, dealing with sicknesses and disease, and Karen Kruger's brother, Reynold, and Frank, as they are both dealing with multiple health issues. Comfort them and heal them and draw them closer unto yourself, that they would see and recognize that it is you who does the healing. It is you who gives strength. And we come to you, Lord, rejoicing in your presence and in your perseverance through us. And we pray for your missionaries throughout this world, for your divine grace and mercy upon them, to give them courage to proclaim the truth and to stand boldly in your word. For Carl and Ruth Knott and Eusebio Medixa Perez in Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Vandano in Guatemala, and Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Informed Choices in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Portland, Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis of the Worldview Center, also in Portland. Bless them, encourage them in you, and strengthen them for your service. We pray for your hand of blessing upon the offering that we're about to take, that it would be used for your honor and your glory to proclaim the gospel throughout the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
us now turn in our Bibles to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to be reading verses 33 through 43. Matthew chapter 27, verses 33 through 43. And if we'll please stand for the reading of God's word. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests, also mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Let us now bow for a word of prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, we come to you again in the name of Jesus Christ. We come to worship you in spirit and truth. And Father, we ask you to give us godly wisdom in the affairs of our life. Father, you said, "If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of you, who give it to all men liberally and unabrade it not, and it shall be given to him." Therefore, we ask in faith, nothing wavering, that we all may be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And today, may we all incline our ears unto wisdom and apply our hearts to understanding, so that we might receive that which has been freely given to us. And now, Lord, bless our brother Ramil as he brings the message that you have put on his heart. In Jesus' name, amen. And for those that don't know, this is our preacher today, Ramil Yelday.